Today's daf is Menachas Daf Lamed Dalet, and we are 10 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, moving along in the sugyas of mezuzah. So Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph is essentially the last amud that discusses the halachas of mezuzah. Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, we're going to turn our attention from mezuzah to tefillin. Zok to Gemara Amr Ami Mar Hay Pischa Da Akarno, a room that had four walls, but the corner of one of the rooms was removed so that it was missing a corner. And essentially, because it was missing a corner, what formed was an entranceway. Stating that this entranceway was never built l'katchila as an entranceway, thus it didn't have any doorposts. There were no mezuzos. Says a meimar, the halach is chayav b'mezuzah. Only Rav Ashi, the meimar, Rav Ashi told a meimar, v'lesli petzimin, there are no doorposts. The Torah says, u'chsaftam al mezuzos beisecha u'visharecha. So if there's no doorpost, even though there's a doorway, but being that there's no doorpost, doesn't that by definition mean it's dead on arrival? There can't be a chayav mezuzah. Amalei, he told him, adi petzimi, what do you mean? The doorway and the sides of the walls that essentially form the doorway, they are in themselves the mezuzahs. In other words, what he was saying was you don't need mezuzahs per se in order to be chayv a mezuzah. And even though the Torah says uchsavtem al mezuzahs, that's because ordinarily you have mezuzahs. But even if you don't have mezuzahs, you have a tzuras ha-pesach, the tzuras ha-pesach in and of itself would constitute the mezuzahs, and you'd be chayv a mezuzah. Says the Gemara on that, no, Rapapa ikla lebe mar shmul. Rapapa was once by Shmul. Chaza hu pescha. He saw there was a door in Shmul's house, lehavi alapat that had a mezuzah, it had a doorpost on the left side, and there was a mezuzah, obviously, on the right side. But the point is that there was a mezuzah. Amalei, he told him, Kiman Kirameir, you're probably going like Rameir, who holds that all you need is one doorpost. And if you have one doorpost, that would be enough in order to be chayv mezuzah. But he told him, did Rapapa, emadam Rameir mi amit. Even Rameir, who said that one doorpost is enough in order to be chayv mezuzah, that's only true if the doorpost is on the right side. But mismail, if it's on the left side, mi amar. In other words, Shmuel's mezuzah, which we thought obviously was on the right side, was really on the left side. And when Rapapa saw that, he was very taken aback. He said, I never saw such a thing. You have one mezuzah, it's on the left side, and you put the mezuzah of the linker zat. The mezuzah has to be of the rechter zat. And being that you don't have a mezuzah on the right side, memela, there's no way for you to be mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah. Now, two horrors. Number one, Rav Papa seemed to feel that the only way you're able to put up a mezuzah is if there's doorposts. Didn't we just say you don't need doorposts? Didn't we just say that the doorway itself, Ade Patsimin, constitute the doorpost? So Rashi asks the Kasha. Rashi says you have to say that the way this was configured was that the door itself was at the corner of one of the walls. As a result, you didn't even have the edge of the wall constituting a doorpost. So you literally had one doorpost, and on the other side, what you had was the door. But if you went to the right side of the door, so let's assume the, like the Gemara says, the doorpost was on the left side. On the right side of the door, there was nothing, because the door itself was the corner. Being that there was nothing to the right side of the door, all you had was one doorpost, and you didn't even have the Ade Patsimi, you didn't even have the edge of the wall. And it's for that reason, Rav Papa held, you shouldn't be chayav. But Rav Papa's taina was that even though there is a shita that holds that this would be okay, because you don't need two doorposts, but one doorpost in and of itself would be enough, but it has to be on the right side. You don't find anywhere that would be okay if he was on the left side. Says the Gemara, who's this Rameir? Rameir, we just said, holds that one doorpost is enough to be chayv and mezuzah. What's the makar to this Rameir? Says the Gemara, Mahi, the tiny we learned in a braisa, it says, uchsavtem al mezuzahis beisecho visharecha. And from the word beisecho we learn, biyascha minayimin, that the mezuzah has to be on the right side. Atayimim minayimin, I ain't a little smile. How do you know? Maybe on the left side. Talmud lamer beisecha. My Talmud, what do you see in the word beisecho that suggests the right side? Amar Rabbi, Rabbi said, derech biyascha minayimin. We darshan the word beisecha as if it would say biyascha, We learn two things from there. Obviously, the mezuzah has to be on beisecha, literally. But we also learn from here, derech biyascha. And from there we learn that just like a person walks, he first moves his right foot, then his left foot. So from there we learn the halacha, that derech biyascha is where you put the mezuzah. The mezuzah has to be on the right side. First you move your right foot, then you move your left foot. He learned it from a different pasuk. It says, Vayikach yoyod ha-koyin orin echod, Vayikov chor bedalsoy, so the pasuk talks about Yoyada HaKoyin is putting this chest, there's money in this chest, and he puts it where? Miyamin, the right side of the Mizbeach, and then the pasuk says, Bevoy Ish Beis Hashem. So you see, Derech Biyascha is Miyamin. So it's learned out from a pasuk, but the bottom line is, Beisecha, we learn from there, Derech Biyascha, which is the right side, that's the makar, that the mezuzah has to be on the right side. It's interesting, I forgot to bring the Shulchan Aruch with me, but the mechaber brings the halacha, of course, that the mezuzah has to be of the rech tezad, and the mezuzah says, and the mechaber says that that's true even for a lefty. So even if somebody is a lefty, even an iter, he too is supposed to put his mezuzah on the right side. And the shach has an arichos, he discusses, why is it that a lefty has to put it on his right side, says the shach, because even if though yourself might be a lefty, so for you, you would think there's a svara you should put it on your left side, right? Just like a lefty puts tefillin on his right hand. So maybe the lefty's mezuzah should be on his left side. But says the shach, you're not the only one living in the house. And even if you are the only one living in the house, but still maybe batla daita etzel kol adam, ayin sham b'shach, the shach discusses it. Kiveger says, in Hazagoritz, Kiveger says, what would be the havamina that a lefty should be different? Mechatesi. In tefillin, we understand it. Tefillin is yadcha, we learn from the yadke, you're supposed to put it on your weaker hand. So for a righty, his left hand is his weaker hand. For a lefty, his right hand is his weaker hand. But here the Torah says, what's the havamina that should have to be on? Says Rabbi Kiveger, I think the Achronim made a toys. The Achronim understood that when the Shulchan Aruch said, even in Iter, they were talking about someone who uses his left hand. That's not what it means. You know what it means? We had this in Kachem. This is the Gemara in Becheres Daf Menvav Amid Beis. There's a concept of an Iter Yad, and there's a concept of an Iter Regel. It's Ezra B'Kiveger, you know, the Shulchan Aruch was coming to Bavarn. Someone who's an Iter Regel, his left foot is his stronger foot. So when he walks, he doesn't walk with his right foot first. He walks with the left of his. With the link of his, I should say. The left of his. Boy, I just got too frask. But anyways. See, he's supposed to walk first. He walks first with his left foot. What's the makar that the mezuzah has to be on your right? It's derech biyascha. And like the Gemara says, dechi akar inish kari diyamina akar. When a person walks first, he moves his right foot. A lefty who moves his left foot first, it would have been a havamina. Maybe he should have put the mezuzah on the left. So I says, Rabbi Kvega, that was the chiddush. Chiddush is not a left-handed person. Why is that a chiddush? Why would you think a left-handed person should be any different? Kvega says the chiddush is a left-footed person. Someone whose ikker foot is his left foot, says the mechaber, doesn't matter. If you're a righty or if you're a lefty, even though there are places in halacha where there's a difference between a righty and a lefty, not in this halacha. When it comes to the mezuzah, everybody puts the mezuzah on his right side. Either way, so mezuzah has to be on the right side. Okay, it says the Gemara, my Rameir. Who's this Rameir that says that one mezuzah is going to be enough? Tanya, we learned to the Brayis, Abayis, Ein Le'elapatza Mechot, Abayis that has only one mezuzah. Rameir, Mechaib, Mezuzah, Rameir, says Chaib, Mezuzah, Vacham, and Pedro, Chaim, and say, you put it from mezuzah. My time in the Rabbanah, what's the Makar to the Rabbanah? Mezuzah is Ksiv. It says, Uchsavtam al mezuzah, so Lash and Rabbim. It sounds like you have to have two mezuzahs. Now, you don't put the mezuzah on the two mezuzahs, but at the very least, the word mezuzah is Belash and Rabbim would certainly suggest that you have to have two mezuzahs. My time the Rameir. What's the Makar to Rameir? Tanya, we're learning to the Brayso. So, mezuzos. It says mezuzos. Shemeya aniya, mezuzos shtai. Kshoyim, mezuzos for parashah shniya. It says the word mezuzos twice, right? How many times does it say the parash and the mezuzah in the Torah? Two times. In the two parashas of Kriya Shema. You have it in the parash of Shema, Ve'ahavta, and then you have it in Vahoya, in Shemaya again. And both times the Torah uses a Lashon Rabbim of mezuzos. It says the Gemara, Kshoyim, mezuzos for parashah shniya, Shein Talmud Weimar, Havi ribo yacham riboy, Vein ribo yacham Riboy Elalim Ma'e Miata Hakosav Lamazuza Achas Divir Rabbi Shmuel. Says Rabbi Shmuel, you want to know why one mezuzah is enough? Because it says in the Torah you need two mezuzahs. Okay, that's a reason to need two mezuzahs. No, but it says it twice in Riboy Achar Riboy Elalim Ma'e, and it teaches us that if you have one mezuzah, you're going to be Bechad. Rabbi Kiva says Ein Tzarach. You don't have to come on to a Riboy Achar Riboy Elalim Ma'e. El Kshu Oimer. It says Alamashkei Fal Shtei Hamezuzahs Ein Talmud Oimer. The context over there was Pesach Mitzrayim. So Pesach Mitzrayim had a unique Shulchan Aruch of how it was brought. One of the things was that the Yidden that brought the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim had to take from the dam of the Korban Pesach and they had to put it on the mashkoif and on the shtei mezuzos of their house. Now over there it says shtei mezuzos, shei tamalei mashtei. It's great, Rabbi. People, why did Torah have to say shtei mezuzos? Isn't the word mezuzos itself lashon rabim? Why shtei mezuzos? Says the Gemara, shtei ze bono of kol makom shenema mezuzos ene ala achas ad shibor l'chakas of shtei. Says Rabbi Kiva, it's coming to teach me bing enough that wherever it says mezuzos in the Torah, it means one. If it says shtei mezuzos, then it's going to mean two. But the bottom line is you have a machloikis Tanoim over here in this brisa. The Tanakama in the brisa says that being that it says the word mezuzah is Belashon Rabbim, you need two mezuzahs, and unless you have two mezuzahs, you're not going to be chayv a mezuzah. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva both hold that no, one is enough. They learn it from different makayris. Rabbi Yishmael says, because it says in the Torah, the word mezuzah is tzveitin mal, ein ribay achariot riboy el ma'it. Rabbi Akiva says, being that one time the Torah, by Pesach Mitzrayim, used the word shtei mezuzahs, that's a giloy, that wherever it says mezuzahs, it means one. The bottom line is, you have a Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva that both hold mezuzah, one mezuzah is fine. When the Amiram had a Shitas Rav Meir who also said one mezuzah is enough, obviously they were going in the Shita of Rabbi, he was going in the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Bottom line is, the Machlok is Tanam whether it's one mezuzah or two mezuzahs. So Rav Papa walks into Shmuel's house and he sees that there's only one mezuzah on the left side and there's a mezuzah on that mezuzah. And he commented, he says, what's going on over here? He says, oh, you probably hold Rav Meir, who we now know is also Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, all of whom hold that one mezuzah is enough to be chayv a mezuzah, but at the same time, it has to be on the right side. How do you know that? Because it says, Beisecha derech biyascha. So what the Gemara brought here was two drushes. One, to tell me the mezuzah always has to be on the right side. The other was to show this shita that one mezuzah is enough. But what Rav Papa told Shmuel was that the bottom line is that at the end of the day, even if you go like the shita that holds one mezuzah, it has to be on the right side. Thus, it doesn't make sense that you would put a mezuzah on the left side. Zakhti Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Uchsaftem, it says in the Torah, Uchsaftem al mezuzahs beisecho v'sherecha, yoch yichtevenu al avonim. So if you read the pasuk, it sounds like you should write the mezuzah literally on the avonim. Uchsaftem al mezuzahs beisecho. It says the Gemara Nemerkan, Ksivim nemelahalim ksiv. Malahalim ala sefer. Just like over there, where else does it say ksiva v'kosav la sefer krisos v'nasam b'yad, in the parish of Gerishin. And over there, you're supposed to write the get on a sefer. Afkan ala sefer. So to over here, the mezuzah is supposed to be written on a sefer as well. Says the Gemara, klach l'derech zu. Nemekan ksiv nemelahalim ksiv. I can make a different gzereshava. Malahalim ala avonim, afkan ala avonim. So what's that referring to? Rashi says, v'kosavto ala avonim. The context is when the Yidden were crossing the Yarden, so they had a wreck. These stones that had the Sefer Torah written on it, the brachas, the klolas, and there too it says ksiv, and there it's on avonim. So maybe this uchsafte means al avonim, says the Gemara. Nir lemi daim. Tanik ksiv ani hegas ledairis, mi ksiv ani hegas ledairis. It makes more sense to learn the halachas of mezuzah from get, because they're both ksiva hanei hegas ledairis. Vein tanik ksiva ani hegas ledairis, mi ksiva she'en ani hegas ledairis, says the Gemara. And the Gemara continues. So we established that mezuzah has to be written not directly on the mezuzahs, but rather it has to be written on the sefer. Additionally, it has to be written with black ink. How do you know that? Once you know that it has to be written, anytime something has to be written in a sefer, it has to be written b'dyoy, which means blackie. It's very nice you have gzeira shava. Ksiva, ksiva, you're going to learn now. Ksiva's mezuzah from ksiva's haget. But you can't be oiker a pasik from the pashup shat because of gzeira shava. And at the end of the day, there's a pashup shat here. What's the pashup shad? Uchsaftem al mezuzahs. It sounds like you shouldn't write it on a klaf, but rather you should write it on the actual doorpost. So, Frank the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha, Brei the Rav, the Rav Ashi. How do you ever write? It's a very nice gzeira shava. It's beautiful. But how could you use a gzeira shava to literally alter a pashup shad and a pasuk? Amar kra. So he told him back, I must be right. Because it says uchsaftem. And from the word uchsaftem, we learn ksiva tama. Ksiva tama means a ksiva, a ksav that's going to be able to last. V'hadar ala mezuzahs. And then afterwards, you're supposed to put on the mezuzah. But the point is, you have to write a ksiva that's going to last. And if you're going to write it directly on the bottom, it's not going to last. If it's not going to last, bal korach, that's not what the Torah meant. So you're right. The pashup shot seems to suggest uchsaftem al mezuzahs. But being that the Torah
said uchsavtem, which means ksivatama, that teaches me that it has to be a ksav that lasts, which forces me to learn that you're writing it on a klafrit gemara. Umiachet ksiv uchsavtem, haibzereshav alamali. If you're holding cheshbin, so you're telling me that uchsavtem teaches me ksivatama. If that's the case, then what do I need the Gzeira Shava for? The Gemara starts off with Gzeira Shava. It says Ksiva by Mezuzah. It says Ksiva by Get. Because of, let's say, for Christmas. Just like over here, it's on the Sefer there too. But the Gemara says you can't use Gzeira Shava to alter the Pashup Shad. So the Gemara says you're right. It says Uchsaftam. So in the Pashup Shad, it's Muchach that you're really writing it. You're writing it on a Sefer. So the Gemara says, okay, very nice. So if it's learned out from Uchsaftam, then what do I need the Gzeira Shava for? Says the Gemara, Ilag Gzeira Shava. Had we not had the Gzeira Shava, I would have thought Lichteva Avno. Meaning, it's not true. It is possible to be Mekayim Ksiva Tama even on a stone. You could write the Ksiva Tama, engrave it in the stone, and afterwards put the stone up. I would think that maybe that's what it means. Kamash Malon Ksiva. That's why, even though I have Ksiva Tama, I still have to come on to the Gzeira Shava. So the truth is, the Gemara leaves us hanging a little bit. It's not clear. It's a combination of two drashas, each of which doesn't seem to do the job, but the two together seem to make it work. The bottom line is, even though it says in the Torah, "Chsavtem al mezuzah ispesachu v'sharecha," which literally would seem to suggest that you're supposed to write the mezuzah physically on the wall, you should engrave it, etch it into the stones of the wall, into the wood of the wall. That's what it sounds like you're supposed to do. But we learn now from a combination of "Chsavtem," which means "Ksivatam," it has to be a ksav that's going to last. Number one. Number two, "Gzereshava," from the word "Chsavtem," that it says by mezuzah, to the cost of La Sefer Krisis they have in the parish of Gerishin, and the two somehow together, I am a Karenayra, look at the Rishonim and Achronim, they explain this, but the two together somehow teach me the halacha that you're not supposed to write the mezuzah directly on the doorpost, but rather the way you're supposed to write the mezuzah is on a klaf, and then you take the klaf, put it into a nice case, and you put the case on the mezuzah XL. So before we go right there, and we turn our attention from mezuzah to tefillin, two ha'aras. One lamda shahara and one super lamda shahara. We'll start with the super lamda shahara. And that is that the Brisker Rav in Sefer, Ala Torah, in Parshas Vaeschanan, asks a very obvious question. And really, it flows very, very nicely from the Gemara that we just learned. The Torah in the Parsha of Kriyat Shema mentions two mitzvahs in succession. You have the mitzvah of tefillin, and you have the mitzvah of mezuzah. The Torah says regarding tefillin, Ukshartam lo'isa yodecha, vahiru l'taytof is b'neinecha, Ukhsavtam al-mezuzah is b'isechu v'sharecha. And the Brisker Rav wondered, why is it that regarding the mitzvah of tefillin, there's no mention of the obligation to write the parashiyos of tefillin, which you're eventually going to put in the tefillin and then wrap on your hand and put b'nei necha. And when it comes to the mezuzah, the Torah emphasizes uchsavtem. Because the truth is that there's a mitzvah ksiva by tefillin, just like there's a mitzvah ksiva by mezuzah. But in both cases, the mitzvah is not neskayim with the ksiva. The mitzvah is neskayim with the tefillin when you put the tefillin on. The mitzvah is neskayim with the mezuzah when you affix the mezuzah to the doorpost. But they both have ksiva, they both have the actual ma'aseh mitzvah. For some reason, the Torah shepik sav with the mitzvah of tefillin emphasize the Maisa mitzvah. And when it comes to mezuzah, the Torah Shabbat Ksav, we know the Torah Shabbat Pet, like we just learned that you have to put it on the doorpost, write it first on a cloth. But the Torah emphasizes the Ksiva. Why are we emphasizing the Ksiva? Ksav to mezuzah is not true. What you're doing is you're writing on a cloth, and then you're taking the cloth, you're being Kaiveya, the mezuzah. That's the Nusach of the Bracha. Of course, that's what the mitzvah is. So, Freik de Brisker Rav, why is it by tefillin that the Torah was Nokat Lishna de Kshira, the Gab? And the Brisker Rav says a very lamdish teretz, ayin sham. But I just want to share with you a teretz that I saw in the Sefer Chavatzelos Asharon, and behektim a lamdis from Rabbi Issa Zalman Meltzer in his Sefer Evin HaOzel. And that is that the Rambam brings in Hilchas Tefillin that tefillin, the hide of the tefillin that was used for the klaf, had to be processed lishma. So there was halacha that the tefillin had to be done, and the ibud of the tefillin, the processing of the tefillin itself, had to be lishma. The Rambam brings the same halacha in Hilchas Sefer Torah. The Rambam says that a Sefer Torah needs to be processed lishma, stating that in Hilchas Mezuzah, the Rambam says that there was no halacha that the klaf of the tefillin required ibud lishma. There's no obligation for the ibud, the processing of the klaf of the mezuzah, to be lishma. And the question is, maishna tefillin v'sefer Torah mi mezuzah? mezuzah. Why is it that as it relates to the tefillin and the Sefer Torah, there's halacha of ibud l'shma? But when it comes to mezuzah, there's no halacha of ibud l'shma. And the truth is that, you know, asked this kasha, the Chachmei Lunil asked this kasha, and they asked it to none other than the Rambam himself. So in a letter, in a telegram, they sent the Rambam, and they said, Rambam, will you please explain your position? What's the difference with regards to tefillin and Sefer Torah and mezuzah? Tefillin and Sefer Torah, there's halacha of ibud l'shma. But when it comes to mezuzah, there's no halacha of ibud l'shma. And the Rambam himself responded. The Rambam said that Sefer Torah and tefillin is chayvas agof. Mezuzah is chayvas habayis. But kemuvan, the Rambam's teretz itself was very, very sasim. They all much to understand what exactly this lumdus of the Rambam is. Again, why by Sefer Torah and tefillin is the halacha that the klaf itself needs ibud l'shma, but when it comes to mezuzah, there's no halacha that the klaf needs ibud l'shma. Says Rabbi Sazalman in Evan Ozel, and it's in Hilchas Tefillin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tezvah. This is real bar mitzvah pshatel material. Says Rabbi Sazalman, the chilik is as follows. The chilik is that really, if you take a look in the Torah says, Uchsavtem al mezuzah. The Torah says that you're supposed to write the Sefer Torah, the mezuzah itself, the parashas of the mezuzah, al mezuzah pesach. So much so, the Gemara asks a kasha that maybe that's really what you're supposed to do. Neichat is supposed to be a klaf at all. Says the Gemara, no, there has to be a klaf. How do I know that? Ksiva, ksiva from ksiva saget. There's halacha of ksiva tama. Nemela, I know that really the ksiva is supposed to be on the klaf. But at the end of the day, and this is the Chavetzel Shasharon's beer, at the end of the day, what did the Torah write? The Torah wrote, uchsav at the end of the day, really what the Torah wants is that the ksiva should be on the mezuzah. The problem is there's logistical issues. You have a ksiva tamna issue, there's a gzeira shavo that we need to address. But the point is, what the aim mikri yaitse midei pshuta, and what the Torah really wants is you should write it in the mezuzah. Say, here's the punchline. Says Rabbi Sazalman that when you write a mezuzah on a klaf, and you put the klaf on the mezuzah, you know what you're being mekayim? You're being mekayim uchsavtem al mezuzah ispeisach v'sharecha. Because that's what the Torah said, that the ksiva should be on the mezuzah. Now, it just so happens, the way you're doing it is in two steps. You're writing it on a klaf, and then you're taking the klaf and you're clapping it into the doorpost. But really, by you taking the klaf and clapping it into the doorpost, what you're being mekayim, the kiyum that's happening klap ishmaya, is now the mezuzah is written on the doorpost. It's written via the klaf. But what's niskayim is what the Torah says. And that is uchsavtem al mezuzah ispeisach v'sharecha. If that's the case, says Rabbi Sazalman, in Lundis, the klaf serves a very different purpose when it comes to, mezuzah than it comes to, say, the Torah and tefillin. Say, the Torah and tefillin, the ksiva is on the klaf. That's the kiyum. The kiyum is you wrote these parashiyas in the Torah and you wrote it on a klaf. Being that the ksiva is deemed to be on the klaf, they're halachas of the klaf. One of those halachas is you have to have ibud l'shma. But by the mezuzah, the ksiva is really al mezuzah ispeisecha. The klaf is the hechetim so that you should be able to have a ksiva al mezuzah ispeisecha and still have a ksiva tama. And still be able to satisfy the gzeira shava, ksiva siva, from the parsha of ksiva saget. But at the end of the day, what we're walking away with is not a ksiva on the klaf, a ksiva al mezuzah ispeisecha, like the Torah said. So being that what you're walking away is with the ksiva al mezuzah ispeisecha, so the klaf is an afterthought, it's a tafel. If it's a tafel, over there, there's no halacha. Over there, the Rambam held, there's no halacha, they need ibud l'shma. Ibud l'shma is when the ksiva is on the klaf. That's the end game. That's not just the way it is physically, but that's also the way it's niskayim. In the Ilamas, that's the way we see it in the world of Lamnas as well. But when it comes to a mezuzah, in the world of Lamnas, we don't see a ksiva on klaf. What we see is a ksiva on the mezuzah. It's through the klaf that it's, but at the end of the day, where is Sham Tehemen Uchasai of this parsha? It's on the mezuzah's beisecha. It's not on the klaf. Being that that's where its ultimate resting place is, so that the klaf is more of a tafel. If the klaf is more of a tafel, there's not going to be halacha of ibud l'shma. If that's the case, it comes out that what's the real mitzvah mezuzah? The mitzvah mezuzah is to be kaveya mezuzah? No. The mitzvah mezuzah is to write a mezuzah. It's to write it on mezuzah's beisecha. The way you write the mezuzah on mezuzah's beisecha is by writing it on a klaf, now taking the klaf and affixing it to the doorpost. But when you affix it to the doorpost, what's been niskayim is not the kviya of the parsha that you wrote now on the doorpost. But what's been niskayim is uchsavtem al mezuzah ispeisecha. So it's more than just a hechsher mitzvah. And that's why the Torah says uchsavtem al mezuzah ispeisecha, as opposed to tefillin, the ksivas haparashis is a hechsher mitzvah ba'alma. Torah doesn't usually talk about it. Every now and again, the Torah mentions Asiyah Sukkah is the most notable one, but where the Torah will mention a hechsher mitzvah. But by mezuzah, it's more than just a hechsher mitzvah. That's really what the kiyum mitzvah is, and it's for that reason you have uchsavtem al mezuzah ispeisecho visharecho. That's the first aura. The second aura is just a little bit of a background. That is that we're all familiar with the Gemara. It's actually a Gemara Masechtes Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We've spoken it out in the Daf together many times. The Gemara says that when David HaMelech was running away from Shaul, he was a fugitive. Shaul wanted to kill him. He's in a Beis HaMerchitz, and he realized that he was Arum, and he was really, really scared. Says the Gemara, because he was Arum, he suddenly was so frightened. Gemara says, yeah, it doesn't, not because he was physically Arum, because he realized he was Arum in a mitzvah, and he didn't have any mitzvahs protecting him until he was Nestakel B'Milo, and when he saw his Bris Milo, and then already he had Yishev Adas, he realized that the mitzvah of Milo was protecting him. Aye, the mitzvah of Milo is a mitzvah that he did when he was 8 days old. So you see from here, it's a mitzvah Tmidi, the Pri Yitzchak, Reb Chaim Brisker, Vadvar Matikin. We'll probably speak it out again when we get to Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, but again, old classic raid. The Magen Avraham in Hilchis, the Magen Avraham in Hilchis Tzitzis in Simin Chav Beis brings that the Arizal asked a gevaldige kasha on this gemara. David HaMelech is running away from Shaul. He's in the Beis HaMerchitz. He realizes he's Arum in HaMitzvahs, and he's suddenly very scared. Why is he scared? Because he realizes that he doesn't have any protection. Break that Rizal, every single night when David HaMelech was lying in bed, why wasn't he afraid? Why wasn't he afraid every single night when he was lying in bed that L'chayro, what was protecting him? He didn't have anything protecting him. And what he wasn't wearing? What did he have? Says that Rizal must be that he used to sleep in the tzitzis. And that Rizal said, you see from here that there's an Inyan. And even though in the Gemara it's mashmak, so slideless, potim in the tzitzis, we're going to learn the sugya soon, perek tcheles. But says that Rizal al pisoy, there's an Inyan to sleep in tzitzis. And the Raya is none other than David HaMelech. Because it was only in the Beis HaMerchitz that he had to be comforted with the Bris Milah, so that he shouldn't be afraid of Shaul every night. Why didn't he have to be comforted as well? Vaistois, every night it wasn't an issue. Says the Magen Avraham, the Dvar of Divrei Kabbalah. The words of the Arizal is Divrei Kabbalah. This is, of course, Hoychazachin. And as a result, Nikaba, we get accepted. I'm not questioning the halacha that the Arizal said. However, Avaladin, as far as the Arizal's raya, yesh tshuva, I don't understand it. The yesh loymar, says the Magen Avraham, the Belailo, you want to know why David HaMelech wasn't afraid at night? Because at night, Akoponim Hoyla Mezuzah Bepischai. He had a mezuzah. Now he was in a base merchus. He didn't have a mezuzah. But at night, he always had a mezuzah. And being that he had a mezuzah, that's what was protecting him. He didn't sleep in tzitzit, says the Magen Avraham. I mean, maybe he did. He says, in Divrei Kabbalah Nikabel. But you're going to bring a raya from the fact that David HaMelech wasn't afraid at night that he must have slept in tzitzis? You know why he wasn't afraid? Because he had the mitzvah of tzitzis. Rabbi Kiveger in a tshuva. I think it's tshuva Yud Aleph. If that's the case, and when David HaMelech was in the Beis Merchitz, he didn't have the mezuzah? When David HaMelech was in the Beis Merchitz, you're right, he was on the go. He was running away. He was a fugitive. But he had a house, and in his house there was a mezuzah. L'chari had the mezuzah protecting him then also. So freak, Rabbi Kiveger, that if the Magen Avraham is right, that every night the reason David HaMelech wasn't afraid is because every night he had mezuzah. Now in the Beis Merchitz he also had mezuzah. Said Rabbi Kiveger, I think you see in this Magen Avraham a gevaldige chiddush. You see from here that the only time a person is mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah is while he's in the house or in the room that has the mezuzah. But if I have a house that has a mezuzah, and right now I'm not home, so then the halacha is that I'm not going to get the mitzvah mezuzah. So as long as David HaMelech was in a room, he was sleeping in a cheder that had a mezuzah. See, right, he had nothing to be afraid of. But it's the said Rabbi Kiveger was in a Beis Merchitz. Oh, he was in a Beis Merchitz. That must be Pshat in the Magen Avraham. So it says Rabbi Kiveger, I learned the Dover Gadol from this Magen Avraham, that a person who leaves his house at that moment that he's not home, he's not being mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah. Says Rabbi Kiveger, if that's the case, I'm going to ask you a question. Every time a person leaves his house, when he comes back home, he's becoming mekayim in the mitzvah mezuzah again. Maybe he should have to make a bracha. And Rabbi Kiveger says, tzarechin ledina. He brings a bracha. Yosef, this is a whole arichos. I mean, this is really mekayim. I was going to say, v'inka mekayim lekarech. That's not true, because if not then, but when? But it's beyond the scope of what we're able to do. But the bottom line is, it's an arichos. And Rabbi Kiveger, in a gorgeous tshuva, he goes through all these different, it's beautiful. But the bottom line is, Azazak Rabbi Kiveger, he was mechiach from this Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham held that every night he had the protection of the mezuzah. If that's the case, how come he didn't have the protection of the mezuzah now also? Vaistois, Zakrab Kiveger, that you only have the mitzvah mezuzah while you're in the house that has a mezuzah. But if you're not in the house that has a mezuzah, you don't have the protection of the mezuzah. But the truth is that what comes out from Kiveger is a very big chiddush. It comes out from Kiveger that when a person puts up a mezuzah, every moment that he's in his house, he has the mitzvah mezuzah. I mean, that's the Magen Avraham l'chayra. That's what Kveger was just mechich from the Magen Avraham. You only have the mitzvah mezuzah while you're in your house. But the truth is that as long as you're in your house, you're being mekayim a mitzvah. It's a chiddush, right? You would think that the mitzvah mezuzah is something you mekayim one time. You clap a mezuzah, you get the mitzvah. But that it should be a mitzvah timidi, that this should be a mitzvah that you always have from the Magen Avraham, it would be very, very mashma that it's a mitzvah timidi. So I'll tell you on this note, two beautiful Maor HaKoines. The first is a Tosfos in Perek HaKoines in Masechtas Bava Kamma. And the context over there is the Machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef regarding the famous Shomer Aveda. So somebody found an Aveda where the Halach is Elu Metzia Shaloi Ve'elu Chayv LaHachris. He has an obligation to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Till he returns the Aveda, he's a Shomer, he's watching the Aveda. The question is, does this Shomer Aveda have a din of a Shomer Chinam, or does he have a din of a Shomer Sachar? Rabbi says he has a din of a Shomer Chinam, Rabbi Yosef says he has a din of a Shomer Sachar. Rabbi says he has a din of a Shomer Chinam, meaning he's potter from Gnevev Aveda, for example. Why? He says, because what defines a Shomer Chinam? The fact that he's not getting paid. Nobody's paying this guy. So being that nobody's paying him, he has a din of a Shomer Chinam. Rabbi Yosef says it's not true. He has a din of a Shomer Sachar. He says, you want to know why? Because what would be if somebody would knock on his door? He'd be able to say, I'm not available. You know why? Because he's Oisik B'mitzvah. He's being Oisik in the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. Oisik B'mitzvah is Potem in a mitzvah. It comes out, this person is Fadining. I mean, it's hard to say, not giving tzedakah is considered making money. But he's Fadining. What's he Fadining? The fact that he doesn't have to give this pruta now to the Ani. So it comes out, he's a Shemes Sacha because he's earning. This is what's known throughout Shas as pruta de Rav Yosef. And Rav Yosef held that every Shemer Aveda has a din of a Shemes Sacha, even though nobody's paying him. But the fact that he's potter from mitzvah tzedakah makes him an Oisik b'mitzvah. And Halacha is Oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. Says Tosfos on Rabbi Yosef's halach, on this pruta de Rabbi Yosef, says v'davke b'shadim es asikba. This that Rabbi Yosef said that a person that has a mitzvah is involved in Hashavas Aveda, he found the Metzia, would be potter from giving an ani money if he knocked on his door. That's only true if he was literally being oisek, he's being metapel. He's physically dealing with the Aveda at the time that the Ani knocks on his door. He's involved with the Aveda. It doesn't mean that person finds somebody's Aveda, you know, he has it lying there somewhere. And the halacha is that that's it, he's done. He's not available for the next year and a half because he has this Aveda that he didn't return. Of course not. You have to literally be Isaac in the mitzvah in order to be possible. And the Tosfos says why? Because Oisim is a potter mitzvah, you only say if it's EF shel lekayim shneim. But kivin sheyachal lekayim shneim, that any time you can be mekayim shneim, kidemuchach besukah daf chafeh, the halacha always is that you're going to not gonna have the halacha of Oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. And Tosfos says, I'm skipping a little bit, v'svaruhu. And Tosfos says, although it's muchach that way in the sugi mesach the sukkah, and I can bring a raya to from a pasuk, but he said, I don't even need a pasuk for it. It's so pashut in svara. Listen to Taisus Lashon. L'shoinei azav shal Taisus. Da'atu, are you going to tell me? Kol Adam, sheyesh lo tefillin b'roshai. V'tzitzis b'bigdai. U'mezuzah b'pischai. You potter min ha-mitzvah? So that's it, we should all be potter. Because we're all wearing tzitzis, we're all wearing tefillin. Once upon a time, people wore tefillin the whole day, and we all have a mezuzah on our Pesach. So if that's the case, you should be potter. Frege chai chakasha. Bishloi b'tefillin. Every rega you're wearing tefillin, you'll be mekayim a mitzvah. Tzitzis, every rega you're wearing tzitzis, you're mekayim. But a mezuzah? Mezuzah is a mitzvah that I did 10 years ago when I clapped mezuzahs. In Tosfos, it's muchach that when a person has a mezuzah b'pischa, he's being mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah. He's being mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah. And meil, if there was halach of oisik b'mitzvah potem and ha-mitzvah, even when it's efshel lekayim shneim, you would be potem. But he says, svara can't be. You can't tell me that every person that's home with a mezuzah, that's all, he doesn't have to give stock anymore, he doesn't have to do anything. Because you're oisik b'mitzvah potem and ha-mitzvah. But ha-mil, what do you see clearly in Tosfos? You see in Tosfos, like this, that we're being medayik in the Magen Avraham and Reb Kiva Eger, that the mitzvah mezuzah is not a one-time event, but rather mitzvah mezuzah is a mitzvah tmidi. It's a mitzvah that a person has as long as he has a mezuzah, a pischai, he always has the mitzvah mezuzah. Just one other marim makim that's me'inyin le'inyin, but oise inyin, and that is a michas chinuch. A michas chinuch, this in mitzvah mezuzah, it's mitzvah tof chof gimel, and the minchas chinuch over there discusses the halacha of hamavazves al yavazves yosem echad. It's all familiar with the Gemara. It's a Gemara in Ksubis, one of the Takanas Usha, that hamavazves al yavazves yosem echad. A person is not allowed to spend more than one fifth of his net worth on Mitzvah Sase, stating that the Rambam says in two places, in Yerideya Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, and he says it also in Erechayim Simen Tov Fresh Nun Vuv and Hilchas Lulav. In Hilchas Lulav, the Rambam says twice that that's only true when it comes to mitzvah saseh. But by mitzvah leis saseh, there the halach is that a person, what the Veltz Kasha is, the Tzedaka has two leis saseh, right? Tosfos says that the fact that you find in Shas that Rava forced people to give Tzedaka, it's a mitzvah saseh shemat and schar b'tzidav, right? Tosfos says in Bava Basra, daf chesam ebeis, and ksubas daf mem tesam ebeis, that there's two lavin, leis sam mitzvah, leis sikpats, the tzvei bixen, the story with the Beis Halevi, right? You remember all this, right? So that's what the Rambam says in two places, that even though Hamavaz is Ayavaz, it's only when it comes to mitzvah saseh, but by mitzvah lois saseh, there's no halacha of amivaz viz ayivaz viz. Says the Minchas Chinuch, what would be mezuzah? What would be mezuzah? So a person has $100 to his name, mezuzah costs $30. So, I you would say, it's a mitzvah saseh, uchsavtum al mezuzah is peisach al mishorecha, amivaz viz ayivaz viz yaseh luchayim, which is very easy arithmetic. So, luchayra, you're not mechuyiv to buy. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I want to say a chiddush that maybe not that way. Says, what's his chiddush? His chiddush is that being that the mitzvah mezuzah is a mitzvah tamidi, so it comes out that every rega that a person doesn't have his mezuzah al pischa is bimavat or mitzvah saseh, it could be that ratchets up the chaymer of the mitzvah saseh, and it makes it like a lois saseh, and maybe even more chomer than a lois saseh. So if that by a lois saseh you don't have the halacha of amavazuz ayavazuz yesim chaymish, here you're not going to have that halacha either. And what's the makar to such a svara? Says the Michas Chinuch, the makar is the Ran. The Ran and the Masecht is Yuma. The Ran over there is discussing a chayla sheyesh by sakana, where the halacha is machila noise akal akal. So if somebody like Elena was a chayla sheyesh by sakana, machal Shabbos, machal Yom Kippur, right? That's why it's in the sugi's end of Masecht is Yuma, Yad Yoma. But the point is that a chayla sheyesh by sakana can be machal everything for him. But at the same time, we try to be sensitive. So machila noise akal akal. So for example, if you're going to have to do an iser, you try to minimize the iser as much as possible. Says the Ran, what would be in the following scenario? You have a chayla sheyesh by sakana, it's Shabbos. The doctors say he needs meat. The only meat that you have available is basa nevela. But at the same time, you can go shecht an animal and give him basa shchuta. So what should you do? Should you give him the basa nevela? Or should you give him the basa shchuta? What's considered the kalaka? Says the Ran, l'chur, if you'd ask the man on the street, he would tell you, the basa nevela. Basa nevela is a regular loisase. As opposed to to shecht an animal, that's one of the lamites melachis. That's loisase sheesh by mises bezdin, loisase sheesh by karis. There's no asay decha loisase when it comes to things like that. So the bottom line is that l'chur, you would say, of course, the basa nevela is more cool. Yeah. Says the Ran, not that way. Says why? Because although it's true, the Issa Nevela is more leicht than the Issa Chil Shabbos. But if you're going to give this Chayla Nevela, every Kazayas of Nevela that he's going to eat, he's going to be over another Lois Aseh. But if you go ahead and you Shecht on Shabbos, it's only going to be one Shechit, that's one Maisa Avera. Says the Ran, one Maisa Avera of Lois Aseh Sheyesh by Karas is more Kuladig than multiple Lavin. In other words, it's true that a lav sheyesh by karis is more chomer than a lois saseh. But being that you're going to do many lavin, multiple lavin, I'll call kezayis to kezayis, that's more chomer than the lav sheyesh by Mrs. Bezin. I mean that's more chomer than the lav sheyesh by Mrs. Bezin, says the Ran, therefore the machil and oisah akal akal is going to shecht on Shabbos. Aye, that's a lois sheyesh by Mrs. Bezin, but it's only one. In contrast to going ahead and giving him basin avela, where you're going to be chayiv, Rabbi Chanan brings a raya from here. He says that you come out in cheshbin, that being that we know that Allah is aseh is not doich a lois sheyesh by karis, aseh shouldn't be doich a two lavin either. Like the Ran, that two lavin is more chomer than a lav sheyesh by Mrs. Bezin, it should be. And we know Taisa says in the first parak in Yevamos, in the sugis of aseh doich a lois say, that just like an aseh is doich a one lavin, it's doich a two lavin as well. So says Rabbi Chanan, l'chayra, it should come out from that Taisa, it's not like this cheshbin in the Ran of Masechtas Yuma, and it should come out from the Ran of Masechtas Yuma, not like the Taisa over there in Yevamos. So he says, I have a chiddush in a chiddush yesh by sakana, and I have a chiddush in the sugis of aseh doich a lois. I say two completely unrelated, but they're very much related. Says Rabbi Chanan, because at the end of the day, if you're going to tell me that two lamed is more chomer than a lav sheyesh b'mises bezin, if I say it's not doich a lav sheyesh b'mises bezin, it can't be doich two lamed. But anyways, that's the bottom line. So the bottom line is the Ran says a chiddush that even though a lois say is technically more kuladig than a lav sheyesh b'mises bezin, but two lavin or multiple lavin, a maisa where you're going to be chayiv al kol kizayis for kizayis, that's more chomer in the sugis of achil and akal akal than a lav sheyesh. Says Minchas Chinuch, the same is going to be true about mezuzah. Mezuzah is a mitzvah saseh, but it says the Minchas Chinuch, every rega that you don't have a mezuzah al pesach beisoy, you mevatel an aseh. you're mevatel an aseh, every rega that you don't have a mezuzah, so it comes out that it's more chomer than a lois aseh. Because a lois aseh, if it's a madach for a one-time lois aseh, the halacha is that you have to be mevaz v'zeis and mechaymesh, you have to give away kol moedechad, and certainly the halacha is going to be true for a mitzvah aseh, which is a mitzvah aseh to me. As I said to Minchas Chinuch, what do you see in this Minchas Chinuch? You see in this Minchas Chinuch that if a person has a house without a mezuzah, he's mevatel and aseh b'chol rega v'rega. Now you don't see in the Minchas Chinuch what we're saying. We're saying from the Magen Avraham, Reb Kiv Eiger, Tosfos and Perek HaKoines, and Masechtas Bava Kama, that there's an idea that every rega that you have a mezuzah, the halacha is that you're mekayim a mitzvah. Minchas Chinuch, you don't see that. You don't see that every rega you have a mezuzah, you're mekayim a mitzvah. What you see is the opposite, the antithesis of that. You see that every rega that you don't have a mezuzah, you're mevatel a mitzvah saseh. Either way, just a toyaneh, chayim zachu of some of the raid that we're going to leave on the table. Regardless, on that note, we turn our attention from the mitzvah of mezuzah to the mitzvah of tefillin. The mitzvah of tefillin, in contrast to mezuzah, which is mentioned twice in the Torah, the mitzvah of tefillin is actually mentioned four times in the Torah. Right? How many parshas are there in a mezuzah? If you open up a mezuzah, what are you going to find? You're going to find two parshias. You're going to find Shema and Bahaya. Why? Those are the two places in the Torah where the Torah mentions the mitzvah of mezuzah. If you open up your tefillin, you're going to find four parshias, because the Torah mentions the mitzvah of tefillin four times in the Torah. You have it twice in Parshas Bo, in the context of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? First is known as the parsha of Kadesh Li Kol Bechor Peter Kol Rechem Devnei Yisrael V'Adu Beheman. In that parsha, you have a lot of very well-known psukim. You have V'lo Yirah Lecha Chometz, V'lo Yirah Lecha Asar B'chol V'lecha. You have V'gadat Levincha, and then at the very end, the Torah says, "V'hoyu lecha lo'isal yadcha ulezikarem b'neinecha leman tia Torah Hashem b'ficha." The second time is mentioned in the parsha that begins with the words "V'hoyu." V'hoyu ki v'yacha Hashem aleretz Kanani, known as the parsha of V'hoyu. And there too, the Torah talks about the mitzvah and the kedusha of bechor, and it's related to makas bechoris. And at the very end, the Torah says, "V'hoyu lecha lo'isal yadcha." And of course, in the two parashis of Kriyishma, Ukshartam Loisa Yodecho, Vahoyu Litoi Tafais Bein Einecha. So, regardless, you have four parashis, four times where the Torah mentions the mitzvah tefillin. Those are the four parashis that we have in the tefillin. Now, the Mishnah said that Arbe parashis of tefillin akvizu azu, that you can't have tefillin unless you have all four parashis. Not just that, even if you're missing one letter of one of the parashis, that alone is enough to be makvizu gemar pshita. It's pashit. Obviously, you can't be missing a letter. What does a habimini? You can be missing a letter. Even if you're missing not a full letter, you're missing the pintle of the yod. This is the literal kutsa shel yod. So if you're missing the kutsa shel yod, you would have thought that maybe it's kosher tefillin. It's not. Vanami pshita. Why would you think the kutsa shel yod is any worse than if you're missing a part of the shin or etzah? The gemara like nitzrucha elo the idach rabbi Yehuda. You're right. We mean something else. Damar avinu marav kol oish ein gvil mukav lamayabir ruchaseh psula. Two letters are not allowed to be touching in tefillin. It has to be gvil mukav. There has to be cloth surrounding it on all four sides. So what would be if one of the letters don't have gvil mukav? Is that enough to make it pasik or not? Kamash Malon. Yes. We know this four parshiyos in the tefillin. And the tefillin shel Rosh also has four batim. So as we're going to see, there's a fundamental difference between the way the tefillin shel Yad is prepared and the tefillin shel Rosh is prepared. They both have four parshiyos. The difference is the tefillin shel Rosh has four batim, whereas the tefillin shel Yad only has one bias. Additionally, the tefillin shel Rosh is written on four different klafen that are placed in the four batim. The tefillin shel Yad is written on one klaf, and it's put in one bias. And Pashup Shad is because wherever the Torah mentions the tefillin shel Yad, the Torah mentions it b'lashon yachid. Whenever the Torah mentions the tefillin shel Rosh, it mentions it b'lashon rabim. Ukshartam lo'ois al yodecha. Lo'ois al yodecha. It's referring to tefillin shel Yad. Al yodecha. And it says ois. It doesn't say ois ois. It says ois. That's a lashon yachid. V'hayu l'taytaf ois. That's a lashon rabim b'nei necha. So the emphasis, this is the Pashup Shad. We'll see the Gemara now, but that's the Pashup Shad. That the tefillin shel Yad, the emphasis is always lashon yachid. Thus, it's one klaf in one bias, whereas the tefillin shel Rosh, it's taitafais, emphasis on rabim, so it's four klafim and it's four batim. Stating that as it relates to the technical halacha, the lekatchilas and the bidyavets, we have an omid of Gemara. Zok the Gemara Tanu Rabban litaytafois, harei kandala divrei Rabbi Yishmael. It says the word taytafois three times in the Torah. Twice it says it chaser, and once it says in mole. And from those three mentions of the word taitafais, chaser, chaser, male, 1, 1, 2. We learn 4 batim. You don't have to come on to that. I know it simply from the word taitafais, because the word taitafais is made up of 2 words. Tat, the Bikasvi shtayim, in the language of Kasvi, tat means 2. Pas b'afriki shtayim, pas in African means 2. Thus, Taitafis itself is 2 plus 2, which is how I know for Tanu Rabbani, Yoch, yichtivim madal oiris v'yanich madal batim. I would think that the way you're supposed to write the tefillin shorosh, is you're supposed to write it on 4 separate oiris, and you're supposed to put them on 4 batim that come from 4 oiris. Dalit batim that are made up of 4 oiris. So it should be 4 separate hides of skin for the 4 klafin, the 4 parashiyos, and they should be put into 4 batim that come from different hides as well. Talmud Leimer says, Ula zikaro in bein einecho. Zikaro is a lashon yachid, even though we're talking about the tefillin shorosh, but the Torah does say zikaro, and we learn from there, zikaro echad amarti lecha, v'loi beis v'gimel zichronis. Okay, so what does that mean? Koisman al dalet oiros, you write them on 4 oiros, umanichon bedalet batim ba'oirechon, and you're supposed to put them into 4 batim that come from 1 oir. So it's all supposed to come from 1 animal. It's supposed to be 1 piece of hide. You're supposed to form it in a way where it makes up 4 batim. Thus, you're being mekayim 4 batim. But being that the Torah also says zikar in Alash and Yachid, so I learned that it's supposed to be 1 piece of skin. Vim kosvam ba'or echad, vim nichon bedalud batim yatsa. What would be if the 4 parashiyas were also written in and then you put it in the Dalet Batim, you're going to be Yotze. However, if you do that, if you write the 4 parashiyos not on 4 separate Oros, but rather on 1 Or, then there's an important caveat. You have to make sure that you leave extra space between the 4 parashiyos. You don't have to leave any extra space. They both agree that you have to tie something in between the 4 parashiyos on these klafin. And by the way, you also have to make sure that the charetz is nikkur. So the 4 batim that you have in the tefillin shorosh, you have to be able to see from the outside where the batim are. That's why if you look at your tefillin shorosh, you have lines going through the tefillin, because that's identifying where the batim are underneath the cover. The tefillin shiyah doesn't have it, because tefillin shiyah is all 1 bias. But the bottom line is that there's a halacha that you have to put a chutay meshicha bin kolachas v'achas, and it has to be nikkur mibachos. Tanu rabbana ketzad koisvan. How do you write tefillin? Tefillin shel yad, koisva al oir echad. You write it on 1 oir. Vim kosva barba oirois. Let's say you wrote it on 4. V'nicha bebayis achad, yotza, but you have it, it's okay. V'tzorech lidavik. However, you do have to put it together. So let's say you're going to write it on 4 different oirois. You have to make sure that you tie the 4 together. Shenema v'hoi l'cho lo ois ayotcha. We said, yes, to be ois is a loshen yachin. The Gemara darshins weiter. G'shem shel ois achas mibachutz. And just like from the outside, it looks like 1. Because the tefillin shel yad doesn't have these charitzin. So from the outside, it looks like 1 bias, so to on the parshiyos level, it has to look like 1 as well. So in the event that you wrote it b'dievet on 4, you have to make sure that you tie them together. Otherwise, it's going to be puzzle divi Rabbi Yehuda. So again, the katchila tefillin shiyah is supposed to be 1 klaf. It's in 1 bias. B'dievet, if you wrote them on 4 klafin, you have to tie it together. And if you don't tie it together, it's puzzle. Rabbi Yosi says ain't it tzarech. Rabbi says you don't have to tie it together. I'm Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi. This is, he was referring to Rabbi Yehuda. B'Rabbi was always a lashon of Chacham, Gadol Adar, second name. Rabbi Yehuda, right? Shemim loy tefillin shiyah. V'yesh loy shtei tefillin shorosh. Let's say a person doesn't have tefillin shiyah, but he has 2 tefillin shorosh. So can I use the 1 of the tefillin shel rosh is for my tefillin shel yad? Said halacha shetoyla or achas mehen the umanicha, and you can use it. Meaning you could put a little something. You don't want it to be charitz and nicker, so you have to put a little slab of oir on top of it, so it should look from the outside like tefillin shel yad. But as long as from the outside it looks like tefillin shel yad, that's enough for you to be able to be yoitza. So again, we have a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. If the tefillin shel yad was made in the b'dieved way, the katchila is supposed to be 1 klaf. You made it with 4 klaf. You have to tie it together or not? So katchila, yeah. B'dieved, Rabbi Yehuda says if you didn't tie it together, it's possible. Rabbi Yosi, if you didn't tie it together, it's kosher. Then Rabbi Yehuda said, then Rabbi Yosi said, Rabbi Yehuda, you should know, was moided to me that if you want to use your tefillin shel rosh, but you have an extra pair of shal rosh and you don't have a shal yad, You could use it as a shaliyah, just cover it from the outside. Break the Gemara, why would Rabbi Yehuda be Maida? I thought Rabbi Yehuda said it's ma'akev, that if it's in four parashias, it's not okay. Tzvon shel roish, the katchila is supposed to be four iris. So I mean that the katchila is supposed to be four iris. Why did Rabbi Yossi think Rabbi Yehuda would be Maida to him? Break the Gemara, Maida, bitmiya hainu pliktayu. Isn't that precisely what they were arguing about? Amar Rava, so Rava said, midvar shel Rabbi Yossi, chazav Rabbi Yehuda. You see from Rabbi Yossi that Rabbi Yehuda must have been chazav. That even Rabbi Yehuda came around and he agreed that the katchila tzvon shel yad should be on one klaf, but yeah, but if it was on four klafin, it's okay. And that's why Rabbi Yossi said, you should know Rabbi Yehuda came around and he's made it to me that if you have two shalroishes, you can use one of the shalroishes as the shalya. But the Gemara asks the obvious question. Eini, is that so? You could use your shalroish for a shal yad? You can take the shalyad and turn it into a shalroish. But ain't no isn't shalyad, but shalroish ain't a shalyad. But you can't make a shalroish a shalyad. And the reason is because the shalroish is more kaddish than the shalyad. So mylam bekaddish veimayridim. So you can't take the shalyad, the shalroish, and lessen the kedusha. But you could take the shalyad and upgrade the kedusha. The Gemara says like kasha haba tikta ha bechadata. One is talking about an old period, and one's talking about a new period. An old period film, if it was used already as the shal roish, then you can't use it as shal yad. Then you have the problem of ma'ilam b'kodesh v'meridin. But if it was never used, it's okay. L'mandam asmona milsi. What about according to Mandam, it says asmona milsi, that once you set something aside for davar shal kedusha, it already retains that level of kedusha. So if you hold asmona milsi, then l'chura, it should already be a problem. So the Gemara says, da asni alayu me'kara, and achanami, it only works if you made it tonight. You set it aside for a shal roish, but you said that if I'm not going to have a shal yad, I'll use it for my shal yad. The halach is, it's okay.